Jesus the branch. Jeremiah 23 verse 5. He is of the kingly house, a righteous branch, the son of David. He shall execute righteousness and judgment upon the earth. This corresponds to the Gospel of Matthew. Zechariah 3:8, I will bring forth my servant the branch. This corresponds to the Gospel of Mark. Zechariah 6:12, behold the man whose name is the branch. This shows his humanity, according to Luke. Isaiah 4 verse 2, the branch of the Lord. In this we see Jehovah the branch, the Redeemer. It pictures the divinity of Christ, as in John. Coverings of the tabernacle. The structure was covered by four sets of materials. The outer two were called coverings and were of skins, rams' skins dyed red and badgers' skins. The inner two of the twined linen and goat's hair were called curtains. These coverings represent Jesus. Jesus is everywhere in the tabernacle. We start from the outward because that is the way man looks. He always views the thing as it is seen. Man looks at the conduct and judges accordingly, but God reverses. Covering of badger skins. The badger skin coverings, Exodus 26:14, were rough in appearance. They were not colored. This covering was without dimensions. These skins were sewed together until the covering was large enough. This covering represents the humiliation of Christ wearing the form not attractive to men. The humiliation of Christ is not to be measured. Our conception breaks down. We haven't any power to know. We cannot know the heights from which he came. Therefore, we cannot estimate the depths to which he stooped. His humiliation is merely suggested in the book of Philippians. He humbled himself to the lowest degree. The badger skin covering represents him as he appeared to men and as he was consequently valued by them. Isaiah 53:2-3. Read all of Isaiah 53. Also, Psalm 22:6, Psalm 69:12, Mark 6:3, Hebrews 13:12-13. This outward covering was just as necessary as the inward covering representing him in all his glory. He has taken upon himself the form of man. It is the covering of the exterior, and it is what meets the eye's gaze. The tabernacle proper looked just like a great dusty coffin. It was impervious to the elements. It kept enclosed or hidden away the glory of God. Jesus' glory was hidden away and limited in a tabernacle of clay. It flashed through once in a while, as in the Transfiguration. It is forthcoming that we too wear our badger skin covering. Do not let your religion generate into a form. Let God make the badger skin of rejection and humiliation for you, and you keep the glorious fire alive in your heart. The badger skin covering spoke of two things. It represented the humiliation or the depths to which Jesus came. There were no dimensions to the covering, therefore we have no conception of the humiliation which he suffered. It represented Christ in the flesh. The outward covering was just as necessary as the inner covering. Two, it represented Christ as he appeared to men. They estimated him according to what he appeared to be. To them he is weakness. To them he dies an ignoble death. They fail to see that under this badger skin covering dwells all the glory of God. Application to us. Since these coverings represent Christ, and as he found shame and loss, we, as true followers of Christ, should allow the same characteristics to be brought out in us. We too will suffer the badger skin covering of humiliation and pain. The judgment and disagreeable conditions that Christians bring upon you hurt worse than those from a raw sinner, for he doesn't know any better. If we are true followers of Christ, we must be willing to be covered with the covering of misrepresentation. Let us remember that the glory dwells within, Hebrews 13:12, 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. There is a beautiful expression of this thought in Song of Solomon 1:6. Look not upon me because I am black. Ram skins dyed red. The ram skins dyed red, Exodus 26:14, means consecration unto death. There are no dimensions given, again showing that we cannot fathom the depths of the love in the consecration and death of Christ, neither can we limit the power of the blood. John 1:29, Leviticus 1:3-9, Hebrews 10:4-9, and Psalm 46:9. This consecration is broad enough to embrace even death. It is not one deed. It is an attitude of heart. That is true consecration. It is the skin of the animal, flayed, stripped. The skin covers us. It is an inclusive element. We are inside. The skin flayed off was then dyed red. That should be our prayer. Many folks are encased in their own fat. They say, just look at this experience I have had and at all the things I have done. You cannot get near them where they live. We look at them and see a faint possibility of God becoming a reality in their lives, but they are so self-satisfied. Curtains of goat's hair. The goat's hair curtains were 45 feet long and 6 feet wide and were composed of 11 widths, Exodus 26:7-13. The extra width was for a special purpose. It hung over the end and was looped up like a bag over the east end of the entrance of the tabernacle. It was to afford encouragement to the worshiper in his approach to God, because the goat's hair curtain was a memorial of their atonement that had been made. These curtains were coupled together by goat's hair loops, see Hebrews 10, and brass tashes. They numbered 50. It is the memorial of the judgment of sin. The wrath of God has smitten it. These curtains of goat's hair speak of Christ's sacrifice for sin and its complete putting away. Every time the priest went in, they came in under the thought that atonement had been made. There is a significance to the number 50. The ark was 50 cubits wide, Genesis 6:15. Abraham pled for 50 righteous people. Pentecost was on the 50th day. The Jubilee year was the 50th year. The two goats. The daily offering was a kid of the goats, Numbers 28:15, and in Leviticus 16 we see the story of the two aspects of Christ's work. The two goats were presented before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle. Lots were cast upon the two goats. One goat was offered unto the Lord for a sin offering. The goat slain is that aspect of Christ's work which vindicated the holiness and righteousness of God as expressed in the law. The penalty had to be paid. But the other goat, on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat, was presented alive before the Lord and then let go into the wilderness for a scapegoat. The living goat typifies that aspect of Christ's work which puts away our sins from before God, to be remembered no more, forgotten forever. Curtains of fine twined linen. These curtains were only visible to the priests in the holy place, Exodus 26:1-6. They represent the glory of Christ in his resurrection and his saints associated with him. They are of uniform measurement, telling of unity, consistency, and perfect harmony. They were arranged in two sets of 5 each, which speaks of the two aspects of Christ's character, toward God and toward man. The meanings of the colors, blue, scarlet, and purple, are the same as for the gate. The one difference is that we find in them the cherubim, the type of the bride. She shares with the risen Lord in the glory and is in perfect harmony with him. We are made one in him in service and ministry, for we are to reign and rule with him. We are called to fellowship with him. The sinner in the curtains and the coverings. Badger skins. The first interpretation, that which is natural, teaches what we were, defiled and unfit for God. That is, the sinner as he stands undone before him, black as the tents of Kedar, Song of Solomon 1:5. See Ephesians 2:1 and Isaiah 64:6. There is no life principle left in these badger skins. The sinner is dead in trespasses and sins. He is just the husk of what God wants. He is not a live badger. Ram's skins dyed red. This tells of the sinner drawn to Jesus, washed in his precious blood and accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1:6 and Ephesians 2:13. Now he is redeemed. goat's hair. This covering teaches that I have been crucified with Christ and yet live, Galatians 2:20. Henceforth I am to reckon myself dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:11. This is the attitude that man takes after he is saved. He is now alive unto him, Romans 6:11 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now comes the daily walk of the Christian in identification with Christ. Judicially, he is dead. Experimentally, he is only as dead as he reckons. By faith, he must keep reckoning. Fine twined linen. This shows how the uncomely have been made comely and made one with the risen Lord in the heavenly places, the curious workmanship of God. The cherubim were worked into the curtain. So we are identified with Christ, created in him unto good works, Ephesians 2:10 and Colossians 3:10. This is for those who want the deeper life. It was not something painted on the curtain, it was wrought or worked in. There was never an artificial thing in the tabernacle. It was always wrought in, beaten in, or hammered. The real thing in Christians that God seeks today is not spectacular. It is inwrought. A spectacular ministry is not deeply spiritual. It cannot be. We are his workmanship. The candlestick was of one piece of gold, no piecing. It was beaten and beaten and then beaten some more until it was the proper shape. Deeply spiritual things are hidden. The place of ram skins dyed red, salvation, is a wonderful place. It is joy and praise. Move your people right on through sanctification and all kinds of experiences right into God. This has nothing to do with real character. You can talk in tongues, have all sorts of experiences, and yet have no real character. These are deep things that God is working out. This is God's righteousness. We cease to be. We are caught up in the cherubim in the curtain, which represents the bride who is marvelously caught up and entangled with Christ in the sweetest and most unique fellowship with him. As we look above us at the cherubim, we see that we have been lifted up from the earth to heavenly places with him. The deep things of God are for everyone who will pay the price. We become an integral part with Jesus, absolutely united. There is to be no independence on our part. We will be disentangled from our own notions.